The jungle of gluttony. Opening a trap into the ground, we emerged deep into a jungle. Everywhere massive distorted trees blocked our field of vision, and above us a heavy ramification of branches and leaves were blocking the light of the sun.
Wait,
I said.
We were descending down a pit and now we are upside down into a jungle. How is that even possible?
Did you expect logic and reason to be part of Guy Inferno?
Answered Stella.
Fair point.
We wandered off into the forest. A few moments later, we were lost. I was irritated, trying to find a path into this maze, crushing the abundant vegetation under my feet, but there was nothing to be done about it. The heat and humidity weighed heavily upon us and we decided to stop for a moment. Sitting on a root, I noticed the juicy fruits were hanging from the tree branches. Just as I was thinking about taking one, I heard a voice come out from behind me. Hey, you are sitting on me. Startled, I turned around, eyes wide in amazement. Stella behind me did the same. A face made of wood was sprouting out of the tree next to us. Looking at it in more detail, we realized that it had a lot of human features. Its roots were legs, its branches were arms, and its leaves were hair. Now faced with this horrible discovery, we noticed that all the trees around us had faces molded into their wood. It was as if humans had been turned into trees, their bodies distorted almost beyond recognition.
What happened to you, brave man?
I asked to the tree, saddened by the fate of what used to be a human being. I am growing, answered the tree man. I am extracting nutrients from the soil with my roots and from the sun with my leaves. Then I use all my energy to grow those heavy fruits that I must bear at the very tip of my fingers. As I was about to ask the purpose of all that hard work, I unexpectedly got the answer to my question before I could even formulate it. In a racket of crushed leaves and broken branches, a group of great apes with women faces emerged from the vegetation above us. They had hairy, overweight bodies, four hands, a powerful, prehensible tail, and pointed fangs coming out of their mouth. They proceeded to jump from branch to branch and devour all the fruits. In their rampage to engorge themselves with the fruits of the tree man's labor, they were doing catastrophic damage to the forest around them. Leaves and broken branches rained down on me and the doll. The scene was like a battlefield, the screams of the beasts and the smell of sap making me dizzy. In this carnage, the tree that I had seated on a few moments ago ended up broken in two. The tree man was crying because of the pain. I tried to appease it.
Why do you continue to grow those fruits? All this is horrible.
I don't know, answered the tree. Maybe I haven't found the right monkey yet?
I'm really getting sick of you retards,
I replied.
We need to go now,
said the doll. She was right, the ape women were becoming more and more aggressive. Their screams were more high-pitched now and they were turning their eyes filled with a bottomless hunger toward the two explorers. I took Stella by the hand and we tried to make a run for it. We ran into the jungle but, slowed down by the heavy vegetation, it was only a matter of moments before we ended up surrounded by the aggressive monkey-branching women. Back to back and ready to defend our life dearly, we awaited the assault. Before it could come, however, a turd smacked into the face of the nearest ape woman and sent her flying in the opposite direction. A volley of smelly projectiles soon followed. Startled by this fecal assault, the beast's charge was broken. Some of them tried to return fire, but they could not possibly hope to match such a ferocious suppression fire of turds flying in every direction. They all fled, scattering into the trees with piercing shrieks. Stella and I turned around to see our savior. It appeared as a monkey surrounded by a golden light, floating in the air in lotus position, like a holy figure of the Asian pantheon.
Thank you,
I said.
Without you we would have been in a lot of trouble,
added Stella. It's nothing, answered the holy monkey. I roam this jungle, sharing pearls of truth among the lost souls wandering this maze, trying to awaken males of their terrible fate before it is too late. He then turned in direction of the trees and screamed, but none of these idiots ever listen. I think this monkey is a virgin living in his mom's basement, said one of the trees in response. It's fine, pursued the mysterious figure, you are lucky to have found me. I was done here for today anyway and the ape women should leave you in peace for now. Now, higher concerns are calling upon me.
How do we get out of this place?
I asked. Just pick any direction really, answered the monkey, if you always continue without ever deviating from your path, you will get out of this jungle. The forest just ends after a few miles. It is not hard to leave it if you are not rooted in self-delusion. Just keep following the path you have chosen. After those parting words, he disappeared in a beam of light. Stella and I followed his advice and quickly left the jungle. Behind us a tree shouted, "Wait, are you leaving? You should get married. This is so immature." None of us turned back.